From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Several Trinidad and Tobago police officers face suspension over drug connections. The numbers aren't adding up for Barbados's 1993 economic outlook, and in the U.S. Virgin Islands, who's to vote takes precedence over what to vote for. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Scotland Yard detectives investigating allegations of links with drug traffickers in Trinidad and Tobago's police force have recommended that a number of officers be suspended. The Minister of National Security, Russell Huggins, reported last week that whilst there was no evidence of the existence of a drug cartel in the force, a hard core of police officers has been providing protection for drug traffickers. Tony Fraser reports from Port of Spain.
According to National Security Minister Huggins, it's now up to the Police Service Commission to take suspension action against the police officers fingered by the Scotland Yard team. But beyond suspensions from the police service, does the minister have plans to bring criminal charges against officers for involvement in the drug trade?
I want to ensure, and I have always made this clear, that I am looking for evidence through which no one can punch any holes. We have a certain amount of evidence. We are building on it. So when we come down on somebody, it is a question of negotiating then how much jail you're making. Full stop.
However, the Trinidad and Tobago National Security Minister is aware that combating criminal involvement in drugs must be part of a wider regional effort. Port of Spain, he says, is going to be the secretariat for a regional security network.
We will ensure that each country puts in place laws, common laws, so that it will not be a question of a trafficker running from one country and because of the laxity in the system of another country is protected by the laws of that country. We are all going to ensure that we have the same type of laws to catch a trafficker wherever he goes or to deal with the system.
The Trinidad Security Minister says the secretariat will be established by the middle of this year in Port of Spain. Tony Fraser reporting for BBC Caribbean Report.
The regional human rights organization Caribbean Rights is objecting to moves in Europe to apply economic sanctions on countries regarded as violating human rights. Victor Cuffey, the organization's executive director, says while the question of aid is within the mandate of donor countries, trade sanctions would be unacceptable. He was responding to moves led by senior British Labour MP Gerald Kaufman to have the EC impose sanctions on Jamaica, mainly due to the number and duration of inmates on death row there. Caribbean Rights strongly advocates the abolition of the death penalty. But, Mr. Cuffey told me, imposing trade sanctions as a punitive measure won't solve the problem.
It is sometimes necessary that countries that give aid may very well wish sometimes to take away aid from countries that go about abusing the human rights of their citizens or violating those rights. We think it is something that is legitimate. But I also think at the same time that one should not simply try to bring on this, what I may call, penalty on a country which I think has been trying desperately over a period of time to solve the problem in respect to Jamaica with regards to the death penalty. Let me say here straight away, though, that Caribbean Rights, we are against the death penalty. We see the Jamaican government making some sort of effort by bringing in the policy of capital murders as against non-capital murders as a way of solving this problem. But that, I must say here now, is not a solution. But it is necessary, very necessary now in the Caribbean, that the Caribbean as a whole think seriously about abolishing the death penalty.
Isn't this going a bit too far, though? The gentleman who is pushing this initiative, Mr. Kaufman, he is quoted as saying that Jamaica is vulnerable in Europe and that Jamaica could be subjected to this and the effects on Jamaica could be very adverse. So is it really fair to go this far?
They should not be so rash about it. I think that what should be done here is there should be contact with the Jamaican government and requests should be made to them with dialogue, you know, for a while, and to see whether, in fact, something more can't be done about it. But you cannot really force a country by withdrawing aid to do what you wish. It seems to me that would not be really completely acceptable.
How then can the Caribbean head off finding its existing economic relationships being threatened? As a matter of fact, its very economic survival being threatened by this.
Well, the point is it's simple. The Caribbean, to head it off, might very well do what is the correct thing to do as far as we are concerned. And I say this squarely. With regard to the debt penalty, get rid of it. Get rid of the debt penalty. Because I think regardless of whether aid is being taken away from the Caribbean or trade is being taken away from the Caribbean, leave that out. The picture still remains that we are still hanging people in these parts and we are not thinking about the right to life.
Victor Coffey. There continues to be significant disparities between